KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Teachers' union NATU has rejected allegations that corporal punishment is being used by a teacher at a school in Umlazi. KZN Education last week said it condemns any form of violence against pupils, adding that it's begun investigations into serious claims at two schools. Probes are being carried out at Hlangabeza and Kwamgaga High in Umlazi. NATU's Dr. Ngema says they visited Hlangabeza, where teachers on Friday distanced themselves from the allegations. He's criticized the department for issuing a public statement before completing its investigation. Ngema says they've requested a meeting with education officials.
Actually, the department's claims are devolved from the truth. Learners were punished by members of the community in the traditional court. NATU condemns this act as it is a violation of law, but teachers were not involved in it. NATU denounces any act of violence. It has got no room in our school.
An international queer organization has expressed shock after the world's first openly gay imam was killed in the Eastern Cape. Mohsin Hendricks was shot dead near Gqeberha yesterday, where he was meant to facilitate a wedding between two women before he was gunned down. NewsWatch's Tsakani Mhlongo has more.
Police say Hendricks was in a car with another person when a vehicle stopped in front of them and blocked their exit. Two unknown suspects with covered faces got out and started firing multiple shots at the car before fleeing the scene. Police also confirmed the authenticity of the videos that purported to show a targeted killing in Battlestop area. In a statement, the International Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Trans and Intersex Association has denounced the killing, calling on authorities to thoroughly investigate what they fear may be a hate crime. Hendricks, involved in various LGBTQ advocacy groups, came out as gay in 1996. He ran a mosque in Windberg, which provides a safe space for queer and other marginalized Muslims. Tsakani Mhlongo, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
And finally, in the UK, the 78th BAFTA Film Awards take place this evening. Timothy Chalamet, Zoe Saldana and Kieran Culkin are all up for awards. Sky's Debbie Ridgard looks ahead.
People thriller Conclave leads the race with 12 nominations, including Best Film, Best Director, Best Actor for Ralph Fiennes and Best Supporting Actress for Isabella Rossellini. The Spanish language musical Emilia Perez got 11 nods in total, although its star Carla Sofia Gascon isn't expected at the ceremony due to recent backlash over old tweets. She's up against Marianne Jean-Baptiste, Cynthia Erivo and Saoirse Ronan in the Best Actress category. Adrian Brody, Hugh Grant and Colman Domingo are among those nominated for Best Actor.
On the weather front back home, Durban's a high of 29 degrees tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg, Ulundi and Margate 28, Ladysmith 27, Newcastle and Moy River 25, Richards Bay 31 and 24 for Kokstad and Underberg. Durban, sunrise is at 22 minutes to 6. That's it from the Newswatch team for today. I'm Tamasha Kanyi.